Ready to tackle those home projects? Whether it's a new patio, fresh paint, or some more space, now's the perfect time to make it happen. With a home equity loan from CME Federal Credit Union, you'll get an introductory 3.99% APR for 12 months, giving you the flexibility to take on those dream house projects. From big renovations to simple refreshes, your home's next chapter starts at CME. Visit CMEFCU.org to apply today and get your plans underway. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
There's a lot of information there at very local levels. If you are that way inclined, I would say again, you know, your business advisory center in your district, your local hub, HUB, your hubs, they provide a lot of support for young people, especially young women in particular. You know, we're all talking about gender equality, but these are things because women are underrepresented in these things. So we encourage a lot of young people or women to go for this kind of support, which are readily available and not necessarily... people don't always understand what the opportunities are, but I would like to assure people that there's a support there.
So I was going to come to that, and maybe I'll tie it with the next question I was going to ask, because I'm sure this is central to what the Ghana Venture Capital Association does, you know. But I think that maybe some people may know about the opportunities, but this is also another opportunity, if you like, to sort of put it out there and let people understand. Sometimes when we have these conversations, people come back to me after the show and say, yeah, I didn't know that this was available. I didn't know that was available.
Right.
And I think you said in your introduction already that these, if done properly, if done before you have to need it, then it's a less expensive alternative to whatever you need. And you don't just get money. You also get expertise. Think about it. You're going to get a loan. And I'm not talking about against the banks. You're going to get money from a bank and pay interest on it. And that's probably all you get. But you're going to get money from this process we're talking about, and you get expertise as well to put yourself in a proper way and do your things properly. I think that, and you pay less for it. Let's just dwell on it a bit. And while you're doing that, you could just sort of tell us about the Ghana Venture Capital Association as well and the areas where your operation is strong. You just spoke about the hubs. And I think you also mentioned about the Ghana Employment Agency and all of that. Let's dwell there for a bit, because I think that's a crux of our conversation today, so that people can know where help is available. Because this is all about entrepreneurship, where I can go to get my business properly structured, where I can get help financially to grow my business, to scale up, and then I can become a relevant player within the economy as well. And then it helps others, because it's a value chain that we create with our businesses. If I'm doing, let's say, shoes, somebody's got to make socks, somebody's got to make, and it's the example of China we talk about, that whole provinces and whole cities produce only single products, and it's for a reason. You're doing shirts, I'm doing the buttons, someone is doing
specialization,
whatever. But how can we scale up if the button guy is doing 10,000 buttons a week and I'm doing only 500 shirts? Where are they going to put the buttons? So let's just dwell there for a bit for the sake of our local businesses, and let's tell them where to find the help, if you will.
Yes, so I'll start off by saying that, you know, credit, debt, loans from a bank go hand in hand with equity, long-term patient investment in your business. We are two sides of the same coin, equity and credit. Most people know about credit, bank loans, microfinance, borrowing money, paying back, small, and that's it. Equity is less known. And really, on that end of things, if you're talking about venture capital, private equity, you're talking about more mature businesses that have some level of innovation, technology, a strong technical team, maybe a board. No, your mom, your dad, and your wife, or your husband, a proper board with the expertise and qualifications.
The RGDs requires a board before they register you, though.
I know, but you'd be surprised what boards actually look like, right? So call a qualified board with diverse qualifications and expertise to govern your business. All of those things, you know, the technology you have, the software you're using to keep your records, and, you know, how you communicate online, your online presence, your branding, all of these things don't have to be perfect, but it's something that every business person should aspire to. I think that's one of the top things that any investor will be looking at when they're when they're introduced to someone that they may invest in. SMEs are always looking for money. Investors are also looking for great SMEs to, you know, invest in. So it's very much a two-way thing. And it's very much a two-way thing with the banks and the long-term investors. So banks are good for working capital, loans that are maybe short-term. You have a specific requirement. It's short-term working capital requirements. But if you have something that's really decent in terms of a business that has huge market potential, you have evidence of growth, you're increasing your revenue, maybe you need to buy some kind of machine or increase your capacity. You need to expand your team. If you are becoming the bottleneck, you can't cope with demand, then you have a really good prospect there. But demand should come first. Evidence of that demand should be there. And I think that's where a lot of entrepreneurs fail. You may have six people on the same stretch, all selling water, the same brands, the same. How are you going to compete? What makes you stand out? Why would someone stop at your stall as opposed to someone else's store? So that competitive advantage and that evidence of demand, that is actually the trick, the first real sign that an investor will come and look for. So I think those are the things that, I mean, the informal sector drives our economy. We know 80% of our jobs, employment comes from the informal sector. But we also know that we have a huge opportunity to turn around the fabric of our economy by really getting to sectors and enterprises that can actually create jobs, can actually help us to replace our dependency on all these imports. We're importing things. We're importing poverty, as Dan Ngoti will say. We are just importing poverty. That thing you are buying that's cheap on the market, you're giving money to somebody else somewhere, very far away.
Putting money in somebody else's pocket.
So again, how do we turn that around as an economy? You know, that is something that fundamentally we don't understand. Unfortunately, it's sometimes cheaper to buy something that's imported than buying something that's locally made, because the cost of production is extremely high. So this is where we all talk about government and policy, but we need to figure out ways to drive down our cost of production. So it's easier to buy that Ghanaian product so we can have more wealth and ownership and more money circulating in our own economy. Because when we are importing everything, we are actually giving away jobs elsewhere.
From where you sit, though, would you say that in the last X number of years, there's been an improvement in, or an up, should I say, an upward movement in terms of locally made products, local industries?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen.
And I'm asking this because we see it from the consumer's point of view, but you, where you sit, you see a lot more. Do you think that there's been an upward movement in terms of
the drive towards local industries
producing? And I know there's some local industries producing even for international markets with the coming of Africa Free Trade Continental Area and all of those conversations. But from where you sit, is this move significant? Is this upward increase?
I think we could do better. I mean, there's definitely an increase in standards. You see more variety of goods. You also see a lot of goods that look the same. It's the same packaging. It's the same. Everything looks the same. I don't want to mention any particular type of product. Everything looks the same. It's just a different label. It's the same container from China. The same spec. The same. So how do we differentiate ourselves? I think you talk about specialization. Everything looks the same. So, you know, marketing is about standing out. It's about, you know, controlling your business, about controlling your costs. All of these things are difficult to nail. But again, it's not everyone who should be an entrepreneur, right? I mean, I think entrepreneurship has become a buzzword because of our lack of formal employment opportunities. But if we focus on the few who are doing well, for me, it's a quality conversation. The few who are doing well, let's champion them. Let's work with them. Let's create industries around them. They will bring up the rest of the value chains around them, suppliers, you know, workers. Workers can then upskill themselves, upgrade their skills, be promoted to different positions within these industries and communities. I think we need to be serious about, as a nation, about building industries that will create the jobs. But we need to champion the ones who are already doing well and get away and from some of this and help them. That's what happens. I mean, you need to... Even as investors, you look at who's already in the space, and also even within the space or the sector, back to the pain points, what are the pain points? Who's lagging behind? Who are the incumbents? Who's maybe not doing that well in the space and just taking it for granted? Who can then come in to disrupt an industry? We talk about disruption all the time, but there's so many opportunities, like we've seen from fintech, you know, financial inclusion, getting people, that, like we talked about Momo before, all these payment solutions and platforms. They didn't exist 10, 15, 20 years ago.
No, they didn't.
But they solved real problems in terms of facilitating payments and transactions, making people's lives easier and disrupting. And right now we have telcos rising to the fore as financial service providers. It's not about phone calls anymore. It's about data and
services.
You're
smiling and I'm smiling, so we understand. Yes. But let me ask this question, though. We've talked about demand for business, clearly speaking to return on investment, which is an attraction to an investor, a would-be investor. We've also talked about responsible behavior earlier on. Are there any exclusions? And, of course, we've also talked about proper setup, proper board and all of that. someone is listening to us this afternoon and they're trying to put themselves in a space and say, do I qualify? Do I have responsible behavior? Do I have the demand? Am I doing things properly? What are the exclusions that will disqualify someone from benefiting from an Inharo or a Cal asset or, you know, all of the other other houses? What are some of the exclusions that will disqualify someone?
I think all of those things, you know, if you don't have systems in place, record, keep your records, your receipts, your financial, you know, information. If it's a one-man band, you're probably not going to qualify.
It's 10 over, maybe let's say you're doing business, not less than X amount. Is that a pre-qualifying?
Yeah, we don't talk about it much, but yes. Yeah. I mean, you want to see strong, some level of, we call it traction. You want to see that, okay, you have a number of customers who are already paying, that, you know, the growth of your revenue is going up. Maybe you're signing contracts. That these are evidence of, you know, your bank statements clearly show some of these things coming through in terms of revenue growth. You know, how you manage your profitability, that can always be managed better to reduce your cost and increase your margins and profit. Those, you know, we can come in and help you with. But some level of, you know, innovation, team expertise, systems and processes, how you organize your business. I mean, you need to see some level of technical management skill or organization. It doesn't have to be perfect, like I said before, but there are certain things that investors will definitely look out for.
Let's talk about pensions. I've got a couple more minutes before we go for the break, but let's just talk about pensions briefly. It's money available, okay, in the pension funds and all of that, but how does that whole thing work? Let's just briefly talk about the concept.
Pension funds, you know, your
biggest example is SNIT, I know, but
yes,
yeah,
SNIT was set up in 1976.
You're going to tell us that story anyway.
And then we have the MPRA Act coming out in 2018,
okay,
no, 2008,
right?
We now have something like $100 billion in Ghana in terms of pension funds that are sitting there. This is your teacher, your lecturer, your nurse, your doctor,
even now,
this is, yes, even now, roughly, yeah, this year.
After everything,
everything.
Yeah.
We won't say the D word, but anyway. But after everything, we have a significant proportion as a nation in people's hard-earned life savings, right? It is obviously inherent on us to protect those life savings. We have a very informal sector-driven economy. We have a very young, youthful population, high unemployment rate, potential. I mean, I think Ghana is, what, 13-15% unemployment rate? But we could do a lot better to provide jobs for our young people. We can't do that without the private sector being invested in. And we cannot overlook or ignore our local investors who are already doing very much around job creation. For every fund manager in VC, PE space, you're creating maybe 6,000 jobs per fund, 9,000 jobs per fund.
How many of these funds do we have? Just off the top of your head, briefly.
I think actively we have about 30 or so, maybe less than 30 in Ghana. Right. 80 or so registered with the Security and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
But of course, levels of activity vary. So we need to basically look at how we are here to generate revenue, tax revenue for the government, create those jobs, and make sure that we are doing the right things in terms of driving jobs from these kinds of investments in the private sector.
So maybe just this last question before we go for the break. In terms of utilization, and I know that's why we're doing all of this education, so that people know that it's there, because when the money sits, it loses value.
Yeah.
So in terms of utilization, what's it like? What percentages are we looking at? Just very, very, very...
Well, sorry, you actually asked me about the pension funds. So pension funds basically sit at the base of our finances as an industry investing in private sector, actively investing in private sector companies to expand. Pension funds are typically the ones with large sums of money from the average person putting away money every month from their paycheck. So on top of that, some pension funds like Petra, Axis, Stanbic Investment Management, Cal, Enterprise, they have all put money into private equity and venture capital to basically diversify, to basically improve their own assets under management, to basically hedge against inflation or currency fluctuations. These are active strategies to basically diversify and increase their assets under management. They then invest in funds The fund managers are for our members, our fund managers, who then go on to invest in the entrepreneurs, the SMEs.
Right.
So that's the chain. You have the pension funds as a I guess the wholesale at the base. They invest in funds, fund managers, who actively then deploy capital to the SMEs that fit the criteria to then create jobs, salaried workers, expand with the monies that they've been given to invest. Pay their taxes, contribute towards PAYE, income taxes, corporate taxes, all of that. So that's the chain and how the pension funds come into supporting the private sector and the economic growth of the country.
Is more money going out than it should, or less money is going out than it should?
We're at 1% of pension assets going to the real economy. 1%.
And you want more to go.
And the NPRA, the National Pension Regulator, allows 25%. We're currently at 1%. Hovering between 1% and 2%.
That's the question I was asking.
There's a huge gap there.
So we need to do more.
We need to do more, and we're pushing for more.
Okay. If you just tuned in, this is Masterclass here on your Superstation Joy 99.7. We take a quick break. When we come back, we get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can also send us your comments on 055-111-197. That's 055-111-997. Pick up that phone, give us a call. We're here in the studio with Ama Jampo, CEO of the Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Association of Ghana. And we're talking about business expansion and investment readiness. You heard her say just before we went for the break, the law allows us up to 25% utilization on the funds we receive. We're currently at 1%. Where are you? What are you doing? Why are you looking for money when money is looking for you? Pick up that phone, give us a call, 0302-216-541, or send us those comments on 055-111-1997. Here are a few announcements for your attention. Ecobank's mobile app. Attention, if your money is controlling you, now it's time to take charge. The Ecobank mobile app gives you the power to command your money to transact across 33 African countries and anywhere in the world. Command your money to make water, electricity, and school fees payments, bank and mobile transfers, create virtual cards to buy only what you need and more. So Money Commander, download the Ecobank mobile app now on the App Store or Play Store and command your money. Command also means paying attention to details. Ecobank will never call or send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card, or Ghana card details. When in doubt, call the Ecobank call center on 0800-003225. That's 0800-003225. Ecobank, the Pan-African bank. Rep your jersey 2026. All roads lead to the Aviation Social Center. Swag up your jerseys irrespective of your football clubs and meet us at the Aviation Social Center from 10 a.m. till late. Mark the date. It's Saturday the 30th of May 2026, and get ready for lots of fun, entertainment, and amazing prizes to be won, starting from 10 a.m. to the climax of the UEFA Champions League finale match in grand style. Activities include sports quiz, soccer tournament, and the Champions League anthem competition, and many more. The Hit FM Rep Your Jersey 2026 is powered by Joy Sports, with support from Joy Prime, Joy News, Joy FM, and My Joy Online, and is proudly sponsored by TCL, Inspire Greatness, Star Oil, still quality and affordable fuel for all, Soccerbet, your best bet for sports betting, Didi Shito, Efie DNA, Heineken, share the passion, Trisco Chocolate Food Drink, power your dream, Ashesi University, educating the next generation of ethical and entrepreneurial leadership for Africa, Heritage Christian University, educating compassionate entrepreneurial leaders. AYUDA, Ghana's number one service. app bakope services bibri franco trading enterprises still phone papa fie day by day men strong and refined the skincare you deserve citizens sport mall level up your game aquadot natural mineral water ubenum anumbium dstv feel every moment. We're still interactive. Numbers to call 0302216541 or send us your comments on 0551111997. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive because we definitely want you to arrive alive. But otherwise, pick up that phone. There's a lot of money to be given out. You need to know where to find the money. And you can find that here on the show with Ama Jampo here, who's the CEO of Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Fund. If you want to speak to Ama after today, you have to go to her office and book an appointment. So please pick up that phone. Call us on 0302216541. I think I've got a comment on social media. This one is a question for you, Ama. It says, good afternoon, Masterclass. What is your guest's opinion on the interest rates on monies borrowed from the digital microfinances like MTN Momo, where there are no opportunities to negotiate the rate? What's her opinion? Okay. Emphasis on opinion.
I would say if you want to negotiate the rate, put it in writing, submit a request. And you're also free to make a choice to go elsewhere. Mm. Vote with your feet. Mm. And just educate yourself on what your options are. Yeah. But fundamentally, I think, again, we go back to planning. Mm-hmm. If you're borrowing for your business or you're looking to fundraise for your business, you need to do a lot of groundwork first, right? Mm-hmm. Market research is very overlooked. People miss the step. Where are the pain points in your community, mm-hmm. in your town, in your, you know, in your city? You need to look around, speak to people, and observe what are the critical gaps that people are experiencing day to day that you might be qualified to fix with a real problem, and you know, assessing their ability and willingness to pay for the service to address that problem.
Right. Okay. I've got another question. While we're waiting for our comments to come on social media, okay, I think that question has already been read. Phone lines are still open. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. 0302216541. I was a bit surprised about the utilization rates, though.
For the pension funds?
Yeah. Is there a reason why it's so low?
Pension funds are obviously sitting on people's life savings. I mean, I think the gravitas of that is it puts fear into people. Like, okay, you just can't afford to lose.
It's not frivolous.
It's not frivolous. It's a very serious.
It's not, I want to buy a new car.
No. So the pension funds are naturally very conservative, very risk averse. So we are doing a lot of work at the association.
Are they hard to access? Are they difficult to access, those funds? To access. Are they difficult to access, those funds?
Yeah, of course. Mm. Their standards are very high. So the average street will never access a pension fund because it's they're institutional investors. They're like huge investors. So they invest in the stock market, like in, you know, the long-term investments, very conservative long-term, and they're happy to just get a little bit. But obviously, again, in investment, what's comfortable is not always profitable, and also sometimes staying the same is also sometimes more risky than taking a calculated risk with partners who know what they're doing.
What in your experience would you say has been the relationship between, or the interplay between, risk aversion and investment optimization? I know it depends on a number of things, but let's say the government will be a bit more risk averse because you're talking about, if you're using pension funds, for example, because like you said, these are people's lives.
Sure.
But generally, if you take the entire spaghetti bowl, what has been some significant or notable points on the interplay between risk aversion and business optimization?
It's really in this about economy? Yeah, it's really about managing risk.
Okay, if you can just hold that thought for me, I've got a caller on the line. Good afternoon, welcome to Masterclass. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Arnold.
Sorry, your name again?
Arnold.
Hello, Arnold. How are you? Where are you calling us from this afternoon, Arnold?
Yes, I'm calling from
Tessano. How's Tessano this afternoon, Arnold?
Very good, sir.
Super. Talk to us, yeah. Arnold.
Okay, yeah, this is a nice program. I followed the program last week as well. Okay, I'm a small business, SME. I just started. I've not started production. I don't have any financial record, but I want to start something. So the venture capital, is there any opportunity for people like us also? Because I was reading more about this, like, any support from anywhere. So last week I followed the program. Luckily, you guys repeated the program today. I wanted to really support for people like us.
What's the nature of your business, Arnold?
Okay, I'm into production of spices powder and my own product, which is not yet in the market.
Right.
It's a new product, but I've done a marketing test and everything.
Okay. Amma will react briefly, but I suggest that at the end of the show, when we put out the number, you can reach out for a more extensive conversation. But please stay on. You want to react briefly?
Yeah, I would definitely say look into your local district's business advisory center. That's, they are normally run by the Ghana Enterprise Agency at a very local district level, very accessible to small businesses like the one Arnold is trying to start. I think that would be a very good starting point for you, Arnold. And also, if you look around your area online, you'll find, I'm sure, a few hubs. There are many hubs in Accra, but entrepreneurship support hubs, you'll find a lot of them doing things like agribusiness. So you're doing food processing, so you'll get a lot of support or information around how you can access some of their business support programs. But ultimately, you want to also take your market research very seriously. Who are you selling to? Are you doing individual sales? Are you selling to, do you have a distributor that you are talking to? You need to find out more information about where you are going to sell. Who's buying your product? What is your strategy for your sales? I think, you know, we always say your biggest investor is actually your customer. So I would always say get close to your customer, your potential customer, identify your niche or your strategy for selling, and then work your way back from there.
Arnold, is that helpful at all? Ah, right, okay. I'm sure he's still listening. We've lost Arnold there, but hopefully I've got another caller on the line. Okay, good afternoon. You're welcome to Masterclass. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Philip.
Phillips, where are you reaching us from today?
From Tema.
Super. How's Tema this afternoon, my brother?
Everything is fine. Super. Great school.
Super. Yes, talk to us, Philip.
Okay, good. We are actually in the agro value chain as agro input distributors.
Distributors, right, okay.
Yes. How can we benefit from this? We've gone to the bank, up and down, even properties, financials, everything is okay. But it comes out with one excuse. In fact, as a risk person, these are not even measurable. It's very frustrating. The journey is very frustrating. Meanwhile, every time on radio, I've been monitoring this program for a very long time.
Thank you.
We hear these fans, we hear this time, but there's just no way out. Meanwhile, we're also trying our best to provide employment to people around. So any way out, yes.
Right, okay. So again, I'm just going to share some thoughts briefly, but again, we will put some contact details out. I'm sure that her team will be happy to engage further and review your submission so that they can give you the relevant advice. But Amma, do you want to react?
Very well. Thank you very much.
I would definitely say that, again, I need to really reiterate, we are an association. The ones who invest and support startups at that stage, early stage, will be your local hubs, your local business advisory center. They're available to receive people in the communities closest to them. So look at your local district.
I mean, he's in Tema, so... Can we point him to any?
The business advisory center from Ghana Enterprise Agency.
Right. So look for your Ghana Enterprise Agency...
Yes, your local office.
Business advisory office. Phillips,
exactly.
In Tema. And then let's start the conversation.
I think that it starts from there. But again, we need to understand, the sales cycle. Investors want to see some level of success. So if you are starting and you have no customers, obviously nobody will give you money. That is a huge misconception.
And people, you talked about demand when you start.
Yes, people talk about, we need money, help us, what's the way out, all the time. And no investor is going to give you money if you're not selling, you haven't got any evidence of sales, increasing, growing revenue. It's not free money. So, entrepreneurship is about really identifying successfully where your revenue is coming from and growing that revenue. And then people can come in with investment to help you expand upon what you have already built. But unfortunately, it's very rare, especially now. It's a very tough global system of finance. It's almost impossible to just get money when you have no customers or very little sales or, you're at a certain point. So at this point, the best solution is to really localize strengthen your local support network, get the advice that's available locally. It may not be amazing, but it gets you to a certain level where you can plug into others who can maybe help you navigate some of the basics that investors would down the line would want to see. So venture capital private equity is a more advanced stage of conversation. But in terms of those who are starting out doing their market research, you need to really focus on identifying your customer, growing your revenue base, and demonstrating that you've actually identified something that could really grow. And that's what investors at the end of the day want to see.
Okay, my time is run out, but does this question I really want to ask.
Sure.
The work of the Ghana Venture Capital Association, how is it a strategic ally to helping government achieve its objectives in terms of growing the economy? Yeah.
So Ghana Venture Capital Association is the industry body for fund managers who manage closed-ended funds. So funds, in terms of venture capital, private equity, generally last between 10 and 12 years. So it's a long-term relationship. When you raise money in your fund, you generally spend time to identify good quality businesses that meet your criteria. You come in, you have a plan of transformation, you add value to them, and you basically work with them over a long period, more than a decade of relationship. So that's where we are different from the banks. We actually come into your business and we really roll up our sleeves and help you to build a really solid business. Very hands-on. So you see a lot of fund managers going here, they're going to site, they're with the founder, they're expanding the team, they're recruiting a board, they're doing distribution, sales, you know, deals, contract, like all of that.
It's an end-to-end.
It's very much a long-term, patient, risk-taking venture. We're very active investors. We're not investors that sit down and put money in and just wait for it to come back or for you to repay us. That's not what we do. So the association is made up of members, about 60 members, 61 members or so, who are fund managers, who are advisors to fund managers, so lawyers, auditing firms, some of the big four are members, like EY, Deloitte, etc. And so we work very closely with government to really figure out how we can improve investment in our private sector. How do we increase taxes, the tax revenue to the government is very important. We're talking about IMF coming to the end of another round of IMF. How do we stop going back to IMF all the time? Everyone's talking about this. We need to focus on
options to government.
We do, in terms of employing people. We have a mass unemployment problem for our young people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a political issue. It's a high priority for everybody. We can't create sustainable long-term jobs, not politicized jobs for the boys. We're talking about long-term jobs. You can't do that without the private sector being supported. And so we are allies in terms of the fact that we can and do create jobs. Like I said, any fund that we typically have, you're looking at maybe 6,000 jobs average. The Venture Capital Trust Fund created 44,000 jobs.
And that process is tried and tested.
It's tried and tested, and not just in Ghana.
Yeah.
So, you know, our case is to obviously advocate for tax breaks, incentives, regulatory stability, of course, protecting investors' money. Some of our investors are from outside, so we need to protect Ghana's image in terms of being able to manage and return
and
capital.
In return, increase productivity for the people in whom you invest.
Exactly. Yeah. So we manage portfolios of companies who will then go on to create jobs, increase taxes, pay salaries, increase those who are paying pensions to the pension funds, and then it's a virtuous cycle.
My producer is smiling at me. There's this final one. I have the answer to this one, but maybe while you answer that, just sort of round up for us and then tell us our takeout from today as well. It says, why do we have to go for investors when your business is growing?
Exactly.
So maybe you want to comment on that and then sort of end the conversations for us.
Well, to expand or grow your business, you need capital.
So his point is that his business is already growing, so why does he need to go for investors?
What did I say? I said your biggest investment is your investor, is your customer. So if you're successfully identifying a need or demand, people are paying you every month, every quarter, you have contracts in place, that's the best model. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a big advocate of companies who are able to demonstrate that you're actually in a stronger position than someone who's constantly raising money and looking for money all the time. So if you're self-sustaining, you have a great model, that's fantastic. Super. We need more of those kinds of businesses. Those are the companies we actually want to hear from.
That's your feedback right there.
Those are the companies we actually want to hear from.
That's your feedback right there. So what's our takeout from today's conversation? If we remember nothing at all, what should we remember?
I would say that... you know, we talk about foreign direct investment all the time, external borrowing all the time, and yet we keep going back to IMF. So I would say that as an industry, venture capital, private equity should not be overlooked. It's a very strategic partner to, like I said, government in terms of the tax benefits, the employment benefits, looking at unemployment as a huge political issue. We must really work well together as a country to elevate the domestic investor and not ignore them. Okay. So it means more incentives, more regulatory support, and building capacity across the board.
Super. If anyone's looking to reach out for some form of information to the Ghana Venture Capital Fund. Are there any contacts you want to put out? Where do they find you?
Our website is very active. Our email is very active. So I think that's the best way to reach us. So just Google Ghana Venture Capital Association or GVCA. So much information. LinkedIn, Facebook.
So Phillips, that's for you, right? They reach out to them and have that conversation. That's all time will allow us. Thank you so much for joining us. If you were in this conversation, this was Ama Jampo, CEO of Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, talking to us about business expansion and investment readiness. This has been Masterclass. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you same time next week.
This is Showbiz Newsflash, powered by Joy Entertainment. I am Mavis Aheto. One of the biggest songs worldwide has got to be Kakalika. The song is really making waves, and Dub Nation say they are overwhelmed by its global success, especially after Barcelona players and others used it in their match celebrations. Dub Nation say their fans have helped in pushing the song worldwide and can't wait to begin their Euro, US and Australia tour soon. One of the trendiest topics from last Saturday's TGMA was a red carpet. Critics lashed out at many for their choice of outfit, but actress Lydia Forsen has questioned how award shows are slowly becoming fashion. Actress Lydia Forsen has questioned how award shows are slowly becoming fashion. Actress Lydia Forsen has questioned how award shows are slowly becoming fashion. Actress Lydia Forsen has questioned how award shows are slowly becoming fashion. Actress Lydia Forsen has questioned how award shows are slowly becoming fashion events instead of platforms to celebrate. Art. Lydia Forsen insists that the folk remanded, not just viral outfits. Finally, late pop icon, these stories among others on myjoyonline.com. I'm Mavis Aheto, Joy Entertainment. We are large and in charge.
This is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Drive time on Joy with Lexus Bill.
Every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still give my best. God made my mold different from the rest.
Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed.
This is my world.
Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. Relief to all you stressing. You can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I'm the man. Go ahead and tell everybody what I'm saying. I'm the man. Go ahead and tell everybody what I'm
to drive you home safely. This is Drive Time on Joy 99.7 FM. Welcome along. I'm Lexus Bill.
Drive Time on Joy with Lexus Bill.
Yo, 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 yo. Yeah, I hope you've had a good day. Thanks a lot to Yao Banner for Amma Jampo and the Masterclass crew for a very great show. Well, from here on, I get to drive you home safely on the best late afternoon radio show. This is Drive Time with Lexus Bale. And of course, my crew, Philip Nayani, Teteo, Lover Fanyon, Pukia, Aida Lemaire, Mavis Zaheto, Nana Kweku, Emisa. And we're poised, we're excited. Yeah, we want to give you a good afternoon. Good tunes, good conversations, all that you need on your radio and more. Let me do a quick roll call to see which of our friends is here. Is it you? How you doing? What's your name? Where are you listening to me from? Are you at home? Are you at work? And what are you doing? I'd love to know. Yeah, what's up me? 055-111-1997. Today's a Wednesday. Our drive, Dr. Asafa is going to be in the studio for a very important conversation. On the back of Mother's Day, are you a mother? Is there a health concern you're currently experiencing that you'd like our drive doctor, Dr. Yao Safo, to help address today? Well, he's going to be in the studio, and this afternoon we're going to open the phone lines for a special open clinic for our mothers. If you're a mother with any health concern, anything that you want clarity on, our drive doctor is setting up his consulting room right here in my studio. So that's going to come up at 4:30. We'll also update you what's happening in sport and entertainment and around the world. Now, regards to our queries for our drive doctor, you can send your questions ahead, okay? Send me a message on 055-111-1997. If there's anything or any topic you'd want our drive doctor to address today, we'll certainly do that, yeah? Yeah, I see my phone is buzzing already. Our friends are here. Yo, 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 welcome to my office, Lexus. That's from Millie. Oh, I know Millie's office is always stuck on 99.7. Hey, Millie, thanks a lot for your message. Yeah. Rolanda, listening from Malejo. Hey, Rolanda, how you doing? Rolanda, I just feel like shortening your name. Is it Roly or Rula? Or Rula Costa? Oh, no, that's even longer. Rolanda, how did they call you? Roro? How do they call you at home? I'm not sure a lot of people call you Rolanda at home. I should call it like Ro or Ro. Roll it, gal. Roll it, girl. Exo in Abeyime also sends me a message today. Hi, Exo. How are you? William from Gomuapolis is in the house. Oh, okay. Rolanda says they call her Roly. Hey, that's nice. Hello, Roly. Roly Ro. Such a beautiful name. What does Rolanda mean, by the way? I'd love to know. Yeah. But hey, today, my bit is to make sure you have a beautiful day, a bright day, and you'll be successful about